is because they are leaving tomorrow with Lisa's daughter and his granddaughter. The four of them are going to Ireland on a mission trip. And just real quickly, can you just share what Operation Mobilization is going to do, what you guys are anticipating doing, and what you need prayer for?
Well, I need to tell you about Ireland and the evangelicals in Ireland. Ireland and Tennessee have about the same population, and there's probably more people in evangelical churches in Chattanooga, Tennessee than there are in the entire nation of Ireland. It's very small. The churches are very small, and they need to be encouragement. So one of the primary things we do is to encourage the believers there. But the other thing we will do, we'll do a lot of street evangelism, just going and talking to people, engaging the young people. The young people in Ireland have really become discouraged with Catholicism, with the abuse of the priests that have occurred over there, and they need hope. When I was there before, I don't know, in a week's time, I saw three or four funerals of 20-somethings who are basically committed suicide because they have no hope. And we have that message, and we get to be Christ ambassadors to people that are without hope.
Well, I just ask that you guys be praying for them. How long are you going to be gone?
About 2.5 weeks.
2.5 weeks. So over the next few weeks, please be praying for them and their family. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I do thank you that you have given us a ministry and a message of reconciliation and one of hope to share with the world. And I thank you for the hearts of Mark and Lisa and their girls and their family to go and share that with the world. I thank you for the way the kingdom is spread just by sharing heart to heart, one heart to one heart, anywhere and everywhere because of you and the power of your Holy Spirit. And so I pray, God, that you protect them, you give them your strength, your courage, your boldness, and your message of truth to share with the people of Ireland. Be with them in protection and love. In Christ's name, amen.